Today's daf is Arachim daf Lamed Beis. We are holding on daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, and we are at Higia Yom Shemasar Chodesh Velo Nigal. So today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and we thank Dr. Lander very, very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss is we're continuing our discussion of Batei Arichoma and its halachos, and that will take us through the entire daf. First issue is going to be whether it's only mechira or also matana as well. If you give a Batei Arichoma as a matana, is that also true that you have a year, and what the details of that halacha are? Then we're going to discuss what if you're maktish a bayis in Batei Arichoma, neither a matana nor a mechira, but you're maktish it. So what are the unique halachos of that? Then the Mishnah is going to discuss a special takana that Hillel made specifically for Batei Arichoma. Gemara is going to discuss that takana, the details, and then the following Mishnah is going to talk about other properties in Arichoma. What if it's not a bayis, it's a sada or something else within a bayis that's built into the wall or something like that? So we're going to discuss other properties within Batei Arichoma. Then the next Mishnah, Anam Alath, is going to talk about what qualifies as Arichoma. What if you have a city that whose roofs make up the Choma? What if it's surrounded by a wall, but not from the days of Yoshua bin Nun? What counts as Arichoma? And we're going to talk about Yerushalayim and whether that counts as Batei Arichoma, as an Arichoma for the bottom inside of it, and also why it is that the Mishnah assumes that, or the Brisa, why is it that the Mishnah assumes that there are only 8 Arichoma, and the Brisa discusses that Lechora there are many, many more Arichoma than just 8 Arichoma. So we'll get to that, Bezras Hashem. I don't know, we'll see if we get to it today, but that's going to come up on Amud Beis. So let's begin. We are holding at the Mishnah. I'm not yet at the Mishnah. At Higia Yom Shemasar Chodesh Velo Nigal. About 15 lines from the end of the page. First one on the line is Higia. So the Mishnah had said that if the day, the 1 year anniversary of the sale comes up, and it is not yet Nigal, so it becomes Chalutlo. The person who received the field, the house, gets to keep it, whether he purchased it, whether it was given to him as a matana, because that's what the pasuk means when it says Latzmisus. So now we bring a brisa that darshens this. So Tan Rabban, we have a brisa Latzmisus Lachalutin. Latzmisus means forever. Dover Acher, Latzmisus L'Rabbel says a matana. But another possibility is Latzmisus means that even if the person received it as a matana, if the Nosein was not goalit within the year, then the bias remains in that possession of the Mekabel Matana forever. My taima, what's the reason to darshan Latzmisus to include even a matana? Because it didn't have to say Tzmisus. It could have said Tzmis, and it says Tzmisus. So from the extra Lashon, we come to Bimarbe, Matana as well. Tzmis is really Lavdavka. It means it could have said Litzmos, meaning that would have made more sense. But now it says Litzmisus, so that's how we know to make an extra drasha out of it. So Amru Rabban Kamed Rav Papa. The Rabbanan darshan in front of Rav Papa, Kiman, who is the Baisa that says Batei Arichoma that giving a matana in Batei Arichoma is the same as a sale of Batei Arichoma. So one thing for sure, Delok Rabbi Meir. That must be against Rabbi Meir. Deik Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar Matana, Eina Kamecher. Rameir holds in Maseches Bechoros that a field that's given as a matana is not the same as a mecher as far as going back to the Bailam at Yovel, that it doesn't go back to a Bailam at Yovel if you gave a field as a matana. Rameir's reason is because it's Dafka by Mecher that the Torah is Mechadish this din of Yovel, but not by matana. And it's Mestaver that if Rameir holds that a field that's given by matana doesn't go back at Yovel, so too when it comes to the din of Batei Arichoma, that a bayis that's given by matana as a matana is not nechlat after a year like a mecher. Rather, you could always be goel liolam. So I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, "Nah, afilu teim Rav Meir." It could be that even if we assume like Rav Meir, the din of Batei Arichoma is different. Shaini hacha de Rabbi Rachmana latzmisus, because the Torah goes out of its way to say latzmisus, and we darshan that it includes a matana as well. And it could be Rav Meir would be moda that you need to darshan that word, and therefore this is in this instance, when it comes to Batei Arichoma, giving as a matana is going to be the same thing as mecher. So I'm Rabbanan Rav Papa V'Amrila, Rav Huna Bar Yavishua L'Rav Papa, the Rabbanan or Rav Huna Bar Yavishua said to Rav Papa, V'Hagabe Yovel D'Chziv, but by the basic halacha, that fields go back at Yovel, the pasuk says, Tashuvu, and the Rabbanan Darshan, the Rabbo says Matana, that includes a Matana as well, because the Pasuk says Tashuvu Ish Alachuzaso, and it's an extra Pasuk, because the Pasuk already had said, just a few Pasukim earlier in Vayikra, Perichav Hei, that Vishaftem Ish Alachuzaso, so it's also a Yisur in the Pasuk, it's an extra phrase in the Pasuk, so Rameir Loka Marbi, and yet Rameir is not Marbi Matana from that extra phrase in the Pasuk. So if he doesn't use the extra phrase in the Pasuk by the regular din of Yovel to be Marbe, so then he shouldn't use the extra phrase in the Pasuk by the din of Bati Arichoma to be Marbe Matana. Ela Havadai to Lo Krab Meir. So what we have to say is, Enachinami, that we're assuming against Rab Meir. When we say in the Braisa that even a field that you give as a Matana goes back at, has the din of Bati Arichoma, that must be against Rab Meir, because just as Rab Meir does not include a Matana in the basic din of Yovel, he's also not going to include a matana in the idea of Bati Arichoma. So now, new issue. Tan Rabbanan, hamakdish bayis bebati arichoma. What if a person didn't sell his house, he didn't give it as a matana, he was makdish a house in Bati Arichoma. Hareze goel miyad vegoel liolam. He could be goel right away as soon as he's makdish the field, but he could also be goel after a year is up, as long as Hegdish is still in possession of the field. The Lashon the Braisa Goel Liolam sounds like the Hegdish never gets absolute ownership of the field. But Rabbeinu Hillel on the Sifra writes that by Yovel it does belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Once you get to the point of Yovel, then it will. Now Rav David Salvechik explains the Tosefta as possibly saying that Mitzad Echad, you could say that you could be Goel Liolam. Mitzad Sheni, it says over there that if you're not goelit, it becomes tzamus lahegdish. So he says goel yolda means obviously until yovel. So don't get the wrong impression from this brisa. You might have thought from this brisa that you can actually be goelit forever. Over here, the olam means clearly olamo shel yovel. It can't be that hegdish never really owns the field. Ga'olo achar miyad hegdish. Let's say someone else is goelit from hegdish. So then the bailim can be goelit from the guy who bought it. Higia yom shnei masar chodesh v'lo nigal hayachaluklo. But if someone else buys it from Hegdish, and now it's the 1 year anniversary of when that person bought it from Hegdish, and the original owner was not goelit from him, then the guy who bought it gets it forever, because it's as if we can cut out Hegdish from the discussion, and he gets it forever. The reason that by Hegdish we count from the second kinyan and not from the time, meaning we count the year from the time the guy bought it from Hegdish and not from the time that you originally made it Hegdish, whereas we learned yesterday that when it comes to a hedyot, if it gets resold, we count from the original mecher, is because we only count the year from a maisa mechira that's going to lead to an absolute change of ownership. If the act of originally making it Hegdish on its own would never have led to the din of Bati Arichoma. But the purchase will, when it comes to a regular case where I sell it to Reuven, then Reuven turns around and sells it to Shimon, my sale to Reuven itself would already trigger the din of Bati Arichoma. So minan yimili, how do I know that these dinim? So Amar Shmuel Damar Kra Lakona Oso Vafilu Miyad Hegdish. Pasuk says that it calls Latzmisos Lakona Oso, regardless of who the person was Kona from. He didn't have to be Kona directly from the Bailim. He could have been Kona even from Hegdish. So Velichlete Hegdish says Gemara, why is the Bailim able to go Miyad from Hegdish until Yovel? And why don't we assume that the bias becomes Nechlet for Hegdish after 1 year is over, just like any other recipient of your bias bebatei arichoma? So it says Marbik's Amar Kra l'dorosav, because the pasuk says that it's l'dorosav yasa hegdish she'in l'doros, that it becomes nechlat for a person for generations in his family. Hegdish doesn't have a din of doros because there's no puravu klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no children of Hegdish. Lo yetze b'yovel lameli. Why does the pasuk say lo yetze b'yovel? It already said latzmisus, so doesn't that already tell me that it doesn't go out at Yovel? So Rav Safra lo nitzrucha lemocher bayis b'bati arichoma upaga b'yovel b'toch shnaso. Now lo yetze b'yovel is needed to tell me that the bayis is going to be forever, they will remain forever in the hands of the one who received it, in a case where you sell a bayis b'batei arichoma, and then yovel hits within that year, within that first year of the mechira. Sal kedai d'chamina leipuk b'yovel, I might think that it returns at yovel, kamashman lo yetze b'yovel. That's why he says, no, lo yetze b'yovel, that even if within that first year yovel comes, it doesn't call it yovel. Meaning, essentially what we're saying is that yovel is not going to affect the halacha of bayis b'batei arichoma. The halacha is you sell a bayis b'batei arichoma, that first year you have the right to be goel it, but if you're not goel it, it stays with that person, and if you're not goel it within that first year, then it's going to remain with the recipient forever. So that's going to be true regardless of when Yovel hits, of when Yovel comes. Good, now we have a new Mishnah that's going to tell us a special takana that had to be made as an adjustment because people were not behaving appropriately with regard to the din of Bayis B'batei Arichoma. So Barishona, before they ever had a chance to make an adjustment, to make a takana, so what would people do? Hayinitman Yom Shneimasar Chodesh. The Lokeach would hide away on the day of the one-year anniversary of the Mechira of the Bayis, and that way he would figure that if the Mocher was planning on being goal of the field, if he can't find me, he can't be goal of the house. If he can't find me, he can't be goal of it, and then Kadeshe Yechalot, then I'll be able to keep it forever. So he wasn't giving the opportunity for the person to be able to find him. So Hiskin Hillel, Hillel Azakin made a takana on behalf of the Mocher, Sheyehe Cholet, Sheyecholish Ma'osav, Lalishka, that the seller, all he had to do was bring the money to buy the house back to a Lishka in the Azara, to a special room in the Azara, Vie Shover Asadelas, Vinichnas, and he could break through the house and enter the house and take back his house. And the guy who bought it, whenever he wants, he can come and pick up his money, but there is no hiding away so that the person will not be able to be goel his own house. Hillel was the one that made this takana. This was 100 years before the Churban by Isheni. Now it sounds like Hillel made this takana b'batei arichoma. From the fact that he made it b'batei arichoma, it proves l'chora that in by Isheni Yovel was still knowing min haTorah, and that's why there were no igdinim of b'batei arichoma, because we said before that you're only knowing dinim of b'batei arichoma when Yovel is knowing. That l'chora is against Shitas Rashi in Maseches Gittin, that Bizman by Isheni, Bizman Vayesheni, Yovel was only knowing midrabbanan and not midaraisa. That's what Tosos points out over here. However, the Ramban rejects the raya of Tosos because it could be that they were not knowing Yovel and the dinim of Batei Arichoma were knowing only midrabbanan. Meaning, if Yovel was knowing midrabbanan, the dinim of Batei Arichoma could have been only midrabbanan, and it still warranted a takana of Hillel. Now, l'chora, it's interesting. What was the great need to make a takana for the mocher? Meaning, why not just say that the bias is not nechlat l'lokeach because the mocher was not able to be goel the bias based on onas, that if because the lokeach was hiding, so he couldn't find him. So why do we actually need the takana for the mocher? Just the basic dinim of onas should have precluded the absolute ownership of the lokeach from taking place. So you see from here that an onus that happens only biyom achron is l'chora not considered an onus. This is the comment of the Aguda, the famous comment of the Rishon, the Aguda, that's quoted in the Beis Yosef. What does it mean, onus biyom achron? That you had a whole year, you could have bought it back, and the whole rest of the year, it wasn't an onus. The guy wasn't hiding. You could have bought the field back, but you waited until the last day, and yes, on the last day an onus happened. But we're not going to call that an onus, because you had all of that other time, and therefore it actually would become chalut had it not been for the takana of Hillel. That's what the Aguda comments, and this has major ramifications for other areas of halacha, right? If a person misses a tefillah because of an onus, so then there's no din of tashlumin, there's no chiyuv of tashlumin for the tefillah. If it happens b'shogeg, then he misses a tefillah, then he has a din of tashlumin. So what happens if a person if a person had an opportunity to daven a tefillah, but he was just waiting, and then there was an onus that happened at the very last minute, do we look at an onus that happens at the very last minute when it could have happened earlier, when he had plenty of opportunity before, as a real onus? So there are those that disagree with the Aguda and say that an onus that happens in the end, even though he could have done it earlier, is considered an onus. That's the Nemuka Yosef from Maseches Baba Kama in the name of the Ramah. So the Ktzos has a famous comment. The Ktzos and Siman and Hay, you know, I don't know if you made a list of top 10 famous Ktzoses, this is probably one of them. The Ktzos rejects the Raya, the Aguda from our Mishnah, that really an onus b'yom achron really is considered an onus. The reason over here, Tainus onus doesn't work, is because by Batei Arichoma, the Mecha really happens right away. It's just that you have the Zuchus as the seller to undo that Mecha, to be Gobel the Bayis within a year. So if you were not Gobel it within that year, whether it was bonus Baratzon, doesn't make a difference, it's going to be Nechlat. The fact that the Rotza wants to be that the Mocha wants to be Mechayiv the Lokech, to return the house because of an onus, it's really a taina. The onus is a way to potter the person that was Nenas over here, but it's not a way to create chiyuvim on the onus. So that's why they disagree with that comment of the Aguda. So this is a major discussion we have when it comes to a get, when there's onus biyom acharon. Right, this is part of that major discussion of onus biyom acharon. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, me takanasu shel Hillel, from the takana of Hillel we can learn, hareze giteich almanash titni lima sayim zuz, that if a person says, here's your get almanas, that you give me 200 zuz, vin nasnalo, and the woman gave him 200 zuz, midaito, and he was mekabalit, migoreshas, then she is migoreshas. But Bal Karcho, if she gave him the Nasayim Zuz against his will, then Eina Megureshes, then she's not going to be divorced, because meaning what happens, she drops it in his house, then it doesn't count as Nasinas Nasayim Zuz. How do I know that? Because the Israel Lehilo the Tkune Nasina Bal Karcho, have you Nasina? Because what was Hillel's whole takana? Hillel came and made a new din that specifically by Batei Arichoma, you could just drop the money off, even though the person's not receiving the money, and that will count as if you gave it. Which makes it sound like Habi Alma, that in general, before we're in cases where you don't have a special takana, Nesina Bal Karchalov and Nesina, if you give money against someone's will and they're not willing to receive the money, that it's not going to be considered a Nesina. So by the Get Isha, where the woman gives the money, Bal Karcho, the halach is she's not Megureshes, it's not considered a Nesina. The Rashi Maseches Gittin explains the reason Hillel was not misakin this by a get isha is because by isurim Hillel was not misakin this. However, the Rashi explains the reason he wasn't misakin in other places is because the takana was a reaction. The Rashi points out it was a reaction to people's behavior. People were hiding on the last day by Batei Arichoma. They weren't doing any such thing when it came to Gittin. There was no specific need to make such a takana when it came to Gittin. It was daf a need when it came to Batei Arichoma. So Maska for Rav Papa, so asks Rav Papa and Rava, V'item Rav Simi Barashi, and some say it was Rav Simi Barashi that asks this, how can you learn from our Mishnah to the Halach of Get, V'dil Makis Rechle Hillel Tkunei, Shalo B'fanav, Abel B'fanav Ben Midaita Ben Balkarcho, Havi Nesina, how can you prove anything? Hillel was Masakein, that Nesina Balkarcho works even if the recipient's not there. Maybe the Chiddush of Hillel's Takana was not about the fact that Nesina Balkarcho works. Maybe Nesina Bal Karcho always works. The Chiddush of Hillel's Takana was that it works even if the person is not there. The Gemara is never Miyashiv this Kasha. Tosfos points out that Rava holds that it can't be that there's such a Chilik. Because if you want to be Mechalik between Nesina Befanav Bal Karcho and say that it has a different din and it's considered a Nesina, so even when the Lokeach hides, you could it could be considered a Nesina Befanav by being Mezaket to the Lokeach Al Yedei Acher. And the Lokeach could then be Kona the money. The money by someone else because he's omid b'makomo, and it would be considered as if you gave the money to the lokeach himself because someone else is being mezaka for him. From the fact that Hillel had to make a special takana and couldn't just rely on being mezaka and zachal adam shel b'fanav, that someone will be mezaka on behalf of the lokeach must mean that even when you give it directly to the lokeach, it would not have worked. And the whole chiddush of Hilchos Takana was that a nesina bal karcho is a nesina. That's what you have to say. Tosfos points out that's what you have to say is the way Rava will explain will answer Rav Papa's question. So Yikuda Amri Amar Rava. Another version of the whole discussion is that Rava said mi takanaso shel hilal. From the Takana of Hillel, we learn, a man gives a get to his wife, Al-Manasseh, she gives him 200 zuz, v'nasnalo, and the woman gives him the money, bein midaito, bein bal karcho, whether she gives them midas of the Baal or bal karcho of the Baal, have you nesina, it counts as a nesina. V'chi itzruch le Hillel, and the only chiddush of Hillel's takana was that nesina bal karcho works even shalo b'fanav. But b'fanav, then there would be no need for a takana because b'fanav was obvious that nesina bal karcho counts as a nesina. So Hillel said what in this version Hillel said that the chiddush is not about nesina bal karcho. Nesina bal karcho is obvious. What Hillel said in this version is about the idea of shalom b'fanav, that shalom b'fanav of the lokeach it works, but nesina bal karcho is not a chiddush at all. So maskef for Rav Papa v'item Rav Simi v'Rashi, Rav Papa and some say Rav Simi v'Rashi asked on that. No, v'dilma bein b'fanav bein shalom b'fanav midaito in bal karcho lo. Maybe whether it's b'fanav or whether it's b'shalom b'fanav, it only works midaito, but it does not work bal karcho. V'hilal ma'di itzrich le'takin, and Hillel only made a takana in reaction to the maisa that the konim, that the people who bought it, were hiding away. And that's why he dafka made a takana in such a case. But it could be that had Hillel not been misakin, the din is like that any nesina bal karcho, even b'fanav, would not be a nesina. And therefore, if the konim would have refused to be mekabel the money without hiding away, Hillel would have been misakin that a nesina b'fanav bal karcho counts as a nesina. He was just reacting to the situation where Lemaisa, they were hiding. Lemaisa, they were not around. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, once we explain the din of Geulas Bayis Bebatei Arichoma after they're sold, so the Mishnah explains what other Nechasim in a walled city is included in the din of Batei Arichoma. Kol Shulefnim Menachoma, anything that's Mechubra Lekarka, that's inside the walled city. You have a bathhouse, you have boros, whatever. Hareu Kebatei Arichoma, it has the din of Batei Arichoma that the guy who sold it can be goalit from the lokeach right away when it's sold, and if he's not goalit until a year later, it remains forever in the possession of the buyer, chutz min asados, except for sados. That's why when I kept on misspeaking and talking about fields, it's only bias, not fields. But Rameir Omer, af hasados. Rameir says that fields are also included in the dinim of Batei Arichoma. So, and we'll see in the Gemara why. Bayis habanei b'chom, if you have a house built into the thickness of the wall of the city, Rabbi Yehuda Omer eino kebatei Arichoma. Rabbi Yehuda holds it does not have a din of batei Arichoma. It's like a house in a city that does not have a wall because the house doesn't have a wall around it. Rabbi Shimon Omer kosal chitzon hichamaso. What do you mean? Of course, the house has a wall around it. Every house has walls around it. The outside wall of the house is its choma, so it does count as a bayis in batei Arichoma. So now the Gemara brings a braisa that explains the reason, the basis of the machlokas between Tanakama and Rameir about sados that are mukafas in cities that are mukafas choma. So Tan Rabban, the braisa tells us, we know that the Torah tells us about a sale of a house in Arichoma, and the pasuk says bayis, right? The pasuk says v'mlo yigael and melos lo shana tmima v'kam habayis asher bi'er shalachem l'tzmisas l'kono. So it says bayis, ein li ela bayis. So I would only know from the pasuk itself that a bayis b'batei Arichoma has a special status. Minayin l'rabos batei badim. How do I know to include olive presses, olive press factories, u'batei merchatzaos, and how do I know to include bathhouses? Umigdalos, and how do I know to include towers, vishovachin, and dovecotes, places where we keep birds, uboros, vishichin, umaoros, and different types of in-ground structures. So how do I know that? Tamalomar asher be'ir, because the pasuk says asher be'ir, that implies anything in the city. So now that we have asher be'ir, yachal shanimar ba'af hasados, I might think, okay, everything in the city, even sados have the din of batei Arichoma. No, tamalomar bayis. That's why the pasuk says says bayis to sort of modify that it's not everything that's pe'ir, only something that's like a bayis, in that it's a structure that's built in on the karka that has din of bat erichoma, but not a sada, which is just the karka itself. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shiter of Meir Omer, bayis ain li ala bayis. Minayin l'rabos batei badim, batei merchatzos, migdalos v'shochinu baros shichinu ma'oros, v'afilu sados, tamal amar asher be'ir. Rabbi Meir holds that asher be'ir comes to include everything, including sados. Ay, v'alaksiv bayis, so what does bayis do? How does bayis, why would we give an example of only bayis if it's really true of any real property, of any real estate in Arechoma? So Rav Chista, Rav Ketina, chulsis umetzula ikabinahu, a place of rocks and a place of sand is the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Meir. That even Rabbi Meir would only include sados, but chulsis and metzula are not royal Izria, and in that way would only include those things that are not royal Izria, and in that way it's similar to a bias. So they can, that meaning, what would you do with a sandy beach? What would you do with a place that's rocky land? The only thing that you would do is build a bias there. But sados mamish, where you actually grow produce, even Rav Meir would be moda. It does not have a din of bater chama. So it's somewhat misleading in the Mishnah when the Mishnah says that Rav Meir holds that a sada is included in the din of batei arichoma, not a sada that actually grows produce. A sada that grows produce is not included. It's when you're dealing with sand, when you're dealing with rocks, where you can never grow anything there, that would not have a din. That would have a din of batei arichoma. V'atanya chulsis metzula Rabbi Omer kabatim Rabbi Yehuda Omer kasados. And the Gemara, this v'atanya is benichusa. It's not a kasha. And we're saying, yeah. And in fact, the Braisa elaborates that that's exactly what Rav Meir holds. That Rav Meir holds that only chulsis and metzula has a din of batim, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that no, chulsis and metzula has a din of a field and would therefore not be included in the din of batei arei choma. So the raya from the Braisa is that both Rav Meir argues only by chulsis and metzula, and is from the fact that he says chulsis and metzula are like batim, so it sounds like by sados he doesn't argue. And the raya is also that Rabbi Yehuda argues even by chulsis and metzula that they have a din of sados. You see it all from this braisa. Now the Mishnah said bayis habanei b'choma, Rabbi Yehuda omer eino kabatei arichoma, that if you have a house built into the wall, that Rabbi Yehuda held it does not have a din of batei arichoma because it's not surrounded by a wall. And Rabbi Shimon said yes it is, because it's surrounded by the outside wall of the house. Rabbi Yochanan ushnei mikra echadosh, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon got their shitos from the same pasuk that describes the story of the Meraglim that Yoshua had sent to Eretz Yisrael that were being hidden away by Rachav Hazona so that they wouldn't be caught by the people in Eretz Yisrael at the time. So because the people were chasing them, Vataridem b'chevel ba'adach alon, so Rachav helped them escape, and Rachav of course later married Yoshua. So Rachav at the time helped them escape. She first hid them up on the roof, and she helped them escape, and she lowered them with a rope outside the window. Ki beisa b'kirachom v'chomah hiyoshavas, because her house was on in the wall of the city. She lived in the thickness of the wall itself. So Rabbi Shimon suffered kapashti dekra. Rabbi Shimon explains the pasuk in the simplest understanding, that her house was built into the wall, and the pasuk says uvachomah hiyoshavas, that she lived in an ir choma. So apparently we see that a bayis that's built into the choma around the city is considered part of a city that's mukevas choma. Rabbi Yehuda says no, we can be medayed from lashon the pasuk bachoma hi yoshevas, teaches us velo biir choma, that she's considered to live in the wall, but she's not considered to live in an ir choma. An ir choma is only the other houses in the city, but not the houses that are actually built into the wall. Okay, so now what qualifies as an ir choma? Some of the details the Mishnah gets into. Ir shagago seha chomasa. Let's say you have a city that's not surrounded by walls per se, but the houses are very, very close to each other, and therefore the houses form a wall around the city, on the perimeter of the city. V'she'enu mukavas choma miyosem Yeshua ben Nun. Or if it's, you have a city that's, that has not been surrounded by a wall from days of Yeshua ben Nun, it was more recent that a wall was built around it, eino kabatei arichoma, then it does not have the din of batei arichoma. where the batim are going to be nigal within 1 year of the mechira, it has a din of batei chatzerim that are nigalim only 2 years after the mechira. Ve'elu hin batei arichoma. The following are considered a city that is surrounded by a wall, have a din of batei arichoma. Shalosh chatzeros al shnei batim. You have three chatzeros where two batim in each chatzer. Meaning three chatzeros where two batim in each chatzer, that defines a city, and that defines the wall around the city, that the wall has to be from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So the Mishnah counts different names of cities that are Mekav Schom and Yosef Yeshua ben Nun. Kigon, Katzra HaYeshana Shal Tzipori, the city of Katzra, which is near Tzipori, the Chakra Shal Gush Chalav, and the city of Chakra, which is near Gush Chalav, which you can go and see Gush Chalav. Just actually last summer around this time, I was right near Gush Chalav. We were taking a jeep ride and they were showing us why it's called Gush Chalav, because if you look down the mountains, there are like white streaks that come down the mountain. It looks like it's mamish flowing with milk, so they call it Gush Chalav. The Yodfas Hayeshana and Yodfas Hayeshana, the Gamla, the Gadud, the Chadid, the Ona, the Yerushalayim, and a city that's a little city called Yerushalayim, which is not, we're going to see in the Gemara, the Yerushalayim that we know and love. It's a different city that was called Jerusalem. It's like sometimes you drive around in somewhere in America, in upstate New York or something, and you'll find Goshen, and you'll find cities that have names that seem familiar. So yeah, that doesn't mean it's the city. So here also, Yerushalayim is probably not. We'll see in the Gemara whether it's Yerushalayim or not, but it's not. V'chein Kayotzeben, and any other city that you know that's been surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun has a din of Arichoma. And the houses within it have the din of batei arichoma. So now the Mishnah said that if the roofs of the houses make the wall around the city, so then it's not considered an ira mukavas choma. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. It says in the Torah, by selling a house in ir choma, the pasuk says choma. Right? The pasuk says v'im lo yigala nulos lo shana tzmima v'kama bayis asher b'ir asher lo choma, that it has a wall. So then it's Latzmisos, it goes forever, Lakonos, to the person who bought it. So we darshan choma velo shur igor, that it has to have a wall on its own, but it can't be just the roofs of the houses that because they're in such close proximity to each other, that form like a wall saviv. Prat l'tveria sheyama chomasa, as opposed to Tveria, though, it's surrounded by water on three sides, and even on that it's mukavas choma on three sides, and the yam on the fourth side. Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi Omer, asher lo choma. The pasuk says asher lo choma, and since the word lo is written with a vav and an aleph, we could darshan it both as lo with a vav and lo with an aleph. That even though the mashmos of the pshat is that it has a wall, but we could also darshan it as lo mit an aleph, that it doesn't. That afal pisha ein lo achshav v'hayi lo kodem l'chein. Even if currently it doesn't have a wall, but it had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it would also be considered mukefes yirchoma. That's how Rashi explains. Tosus writes that in the Chumashim that are Mildiyakim, it doesn't say that. It says lo, it only says lo with an aleph, not with a vav and an aleph. And therefore, there are gores that it's ksiv lo, the karin and lo, that it's ksiv lo with an aleph, and it's a kri and a ksiv, and the kri is lo with a vav. Meaning, we're making the drasha that you should read it in both ways. Question is, why are we making that drasha? So Rashi says we're making that drasha because it's actually written in both ways. It says lamid vav aleph, whereas Tulsa says no, it's written lamed aleph, it's read lamed vav. Obviously, they're pronounced the same way, but that could be called a kri and a ksiv, even though they're pronounced the same way. The eluin batei arichoma. The following are batei arichoma. So the Mishnah said katzra yishana shel tzipori chakra shel gush chalav. Right, all the different batei arichoma. So Tana Gamla beGalil. The Brisa says the city Gamla in the Galil. The gadud beiver yarden. The chadid of Yerushalayim Yehuda, so Micah Amar, so those are all Mukav Schom Yosef Yeshua Ben Nun. Says Mar, what's the Brisa doing? Are there not other cities that are not listed in the Mishnah? There are other cities that are not listed in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was giving a sampling. So Amar Abai Hachika Amar, what the Brisa is trying to tell me is that all cities from the southern border of the Galil ad Gamla Begalil, until Gamla in the Galil, are Mukavas Chom Yosu Shubin Nun, and all cities from the western border of Ever Yarden, ad Godud Be Ever Yarden, up until Godud, are all Mukavas Chom Yosu Shubin Nun. The Chadid Va'on of Yerushalayim, and those three cities, the Yehuda, within Yehuda, are also Mukavas Choma. Rava Amar, Rava says the Brisa is not coming to list all the cities that are Mukavas Choma. The Brisa is speaking on the Mishnah, is explaining which cities the Mishnah is really talking about. Gamla, when it says Gamla in the Mishnah that it was surrounded by wall, so from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, is Begalil, Lafuki Gamla Shar Ratzos, to identify which Gamla. Like we said, there are a lot of cities that are by the same name in a number of different places. So it's telling me, Springfield? No, which one? Is it, Springfield, Massachusetts, Springfield, New Jersey, right? So which one? So it's identifying it for us. Godud Be'ever Yarden, Lafuki Godud de Shar Ratzos. And which Godud is it? It's the Godud in Ever Yarden, not the one in Shar Ratzos. Inach the Lo Iko Kavasayu, Lo Itzrichle. And the Brisa doesn't list the ones that don't have multiple cities by the same name. So that's what the Brisa is doing. Meaning the question was, why does the Brisa only list certain cities when the Mishnah listed eight cities? So the first answer was that we were identifying by the borders of Eretz Yisrael, just how far all the cities in that direction were Mukavas Arichoma. That was Abaye's answer. Rava's answer was different. Rava's answer was that we were identifying the cities specifically that had multiple cities by the same name. Cities that don't have multiple cities by the same name, it's unnecessary to identify. Now we talk about Yerushalayim. The Mishnah listed Yerushalayim as one of the Batei Arichoma. Yerushalayim mi michletba? Does a house in Yerushalayim have a din of Batei Arichoma? Vatanya asar dvar minemur b'Yerushalayim. Didn't we learn that there are 10 things we know about Yerushalayim? One of them is ein habayis chalutba, that there is no din of Batei Arichoma. A year after the Mechira, it has a din of Batei Chatzerim, that are nigal liolam, and they go back to the Bailam at Yovel, because Yerushalayim was not neschalik to shift to the Shvatim of Yehuda and Binyamin in the normal way that it's going to be their Nachla alone, and that the other Shvatim will not have a Zuchus in it. It's not the way Yerushalayim works, even though it was within their portion, but it remains in the possession of all the other Shvatim as well. Everyone has some sort of zechus in Yerushalayim. And by Batei Arichom it says, Lakone Oso. So since it was not Neschalik to anyone but the person who is Kone it, it has din of Batei Arichom. But Yerushalayim, which always belongs to everybody, will not have a din of Batei Arichom. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, when the Tana says Yerushalayim doesn't have a din of Batei Arichom, when the Tana listed Yerushalayim, it's not talking about the din of Batei Arichom. It's telling us that it has a din of Arechoma, not the din of Batei Arechoma, but it has a din of Mukefes Choma. Ki Yerushalayim de Mukefes Choma Yosu B'Shemin Nun V'lo Ki Yerushalayim de Yerushalayim Ein Abayis Cholipa V'lo Ach Abayis Cholipa. It was using Yerushalayim as a muscle of a kind of city that's been surrounded by a wall from the days of Yerushalayim, from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. But Yerushalayim does not have an actual din of Batei Arechoma. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Rav Ashi Amar Lavam Rav Yosef Trei Kodesh Havu. Didn't we say in Maseches Makos that Rav Yosef gives an answer that there are two cities named Kodesh? Hachanami Tri Yerushalayim Avu. So there are two cities that are named Yerushalayim. One of them is the Ira Kodesh that the Beis HaMikdash is built in. And in that city, that Yerushalayim, there is no din of Batei Arichoma. But there must have been some other city called Yerushalayim. And in that city, there is a din of Batei Arichoma. L'chore, even Rav in his Teretz tells that there are two cities that are called Yerushalayim, because he says that's why the Tana the Brisa mentioned Yerushalayim be Yehuda, to be Mema'et, the other Yerushalayim. So why over here does Rav Ashi have to prove from the Pasuk that there are two cities that have the same name? Meaning Rav already said, based on the Brisa, that there were two Yerushalayims. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos suggests that from Rav you see that there was one Yerushalayim in Yehuda and one that was not in Yehuda. But over here we have to say that other than Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh that was in Yehuda, there was another Yerushalayim in Yehuda that the Mishnah was referring to. And that's why we bring a Raya from Rav Yosef that there were two cities cities named Kodesh, and both of them were in the Nachla of Naphtali. So over here also, there were two cities named Yerushalayim, and they both happened to be within Yehuda, that these two Yerushalayims were within Yehuda. Okay, so we didn't get very far over here on Amud Beis, but that's okay, because we're getting close to the end of the Masechta, and Daf Lamed Dalet is a short Daf, so we have to leave ourselves something for the last day. So we're purposely falling behind a little bit, but Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up at Tanya on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis.